Let us pray. Dear Lord, when we laid down last night, it was Tuesday. But your grace again has prevailed and allowed for us not only to witness another Wednesday, but we are now out of the first month of the year 2023, and we find ourselves into the month of February. Oh God, just thank you that your word is true and that your promises are sure and that your grace is always in effect and as your power always sustains us. We just give you praise and glory for letting us see another month. Oh Lord, as the battle rages overhead and we find ourselves yet in the middle of a conflict of good versus evil, right versus wrong, we know, Father, the danger that lurks as the devil, oh God, is waiting to ensnare us into trials and tribulations and trouble. But, oh God, wherever there is danger, we have found that your deliverance is also at work and available, and we just give you praise for it. Lord, as we are thanking you, there are persons, oh God, today who will awaken to old problems that they are dealing with. Fresh pains, oh God. And we just lift them up to you now, and we ask, oh God, that you would manifest yourself in such a way where they'll feel your presence, where they'll know that you're real, and where they'll know, oh God, that your goodness will always ultimately prevail. Lord, I thank you for this person that I'm privileged to pray with and for this morning. And whatever state of mind this prayer, oh God, finds them in, I pray that you would meet them right where they are. And, oh God, lift them from their despair, from their discouragement. Lift them, oh God, from their despondency. Lift them, oh God, from the low places where they have been. Lift them, oh God, from their depression. Lift them, oh God, from out of the clutches of sin. Lift them, oh God, out of any kind of addiction. Lift them out, oh God, up and out of any kind of disease that's trying to take them out or take them down. Lift them, oh God, out of any devilment in the name of Jesus. And as you're lifting, oh God, we'll give you praise, just like the psalmist in Psalm 40. We'll praise you, oh God, as you're lifting. And when you place our feet on a rock and establish our goings, we'd be careful, God, to give you praise. Not only, oh God, do I lift up this person, but I lift up their families, both immediate and extended. I pray, oh God, that you would just keep them all throughout this day, and that, oh God, you would show them a way forward, even if tears are in their eyes. Help them to trust you, oh God, for daily bread, Help them to God have faith beyond whatever the current condition is. In the name of Jesus. And I pray, oh God, that you would use whatever circumstance that they're dealing with to bring you glory. And may, oh God, your glory manifest for them. And may your glory, oh God, manifest in them, that they would become a testimony to those around them. Oh God, now we lift up your church. And we ask, oh God, that you would help your church to realize that it's our responsibility to reach the lost for you. And we pray, Heavenly Father, for those who are not saved. And we ask, oh God, that you would save the lost before it's too late and use us, oh God, to those ends. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we rebuke any sickness. We rebuke any disease. We rebuke, oh God, any complications that will try to arise in the health of this person that I'm praying with and for right now. And I pray, Heavenly Father, right now, that if anything is going wrong, that you would turn it around. And, oh God, we don't have to know that you are delivering us, you are healing us, in order for us to tell you thank you. Because mature Christianity, oh God, does not wait until you do something before we say thank you. We know that you're always doing something. And as a result, oh God, it is our choice to remain thankful rather than just saying thank you. I pray, God, not only for this person, but for everyone that's connected to him. In the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, for the family of Tyree Nichols, whose homegoing celebration or funeral is today. And we lift up his family and all of those who are connected, oh God. We lift up the community. We lift up those, all those policemen who had anything to do with it. We lift up, oh God, their families who are hurting. In the name of Jesus. And we pray for Memphis. We pray for the community there. We pray, oh God, for all of the pastors and counselors and therapists who are now being inundated with trying to make sense out of nonsense. For those who need care and need to talk, need to process. We pray right now. Oh God, but not only Memphis, but all the communities in America where tragedy and trouble has reared its ugly head. We pray, oh God, for those who are getting snow. And we know, Heavenly Father, that snow can be beautiful when it falls and when it drops down, but it can be deadly and cause wrecks and accidents, and even people, oh God, can die in the cold. So we just pray right now that your grace and mercy would be found for those in the southern regions who are experiencing sleet and snow and ice. That you would keep them, oh God, and keep the seniors in those areas and the homeless warm. And we pray, God, just your protection be over them. We pray, oh God, for Ukraine and this senseless war. And may this war, oh God, never become a passive concern of Christians. May we always remember the people of Ukraine and lift them in prayer until this war is over. And God, we know that the devil is always up to something. He's plotting and planning his next devastation over the people of earth. So God, we pray a protective prayer over our communities. And we pray, Father, that you downsize and eliminate whatever plots and plans that the devil may have. In the name of Jesus, we know, Father, that we will never be exempt from everything in this life, because your word has declared that we will have trouble and we will have trials, that we will have problems. Your word has said it, oh God, but we trust you to cut what the devil wants to do down to a size where your people can handle it, where they also will be humble to know that they are nothing without your power. Oh God, we just love you today, and we just ask, God, that you would hear us and that you would help us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good morning to you, and I pray that this prayer finds you well. And I ask of you to not only live a defensive life, but also live life offensively, where you decide to have a good day, that you don't wait around and always react and respond to stuff that happens, but that you can walk in the authority of God's word and live offensively, live with an offensive strategy to give God the praise. And if you do that, you will live in the difficulty, but above the reach of its devastation. And that's what God wants for you. That's what I want for you. And that's what you should want for yourself. So have a good day today. And if by chance you are not saved, you're in a very dangerous position. I hate to put it like that, but that is the brutal, honest reality. That, you know, you are a spirit having a fleshly experience. And even right now, your body is aging. No matter what age you are, no matter how handsome you may be or how beautiful you may be, you are aging. You are aging. You are older now than you ever have been in your life. And eventually, your body is going to give up. It's going to give out. And your body is going to release your spirit into eternity. But the question is, where will your spirit reside? Where will it reside? And there are only two possibilities. One is you will go to hell. And then the second one is that you could go to heaven. And heaven is the place that God has prepared for us through his son, Jesus Christ. So it doesn't make any kind of sense to live on this earth and go through all kinds of hell and then die and go to a literal hell. Make Jesus your choice, and you don't have to die in old age. Something can happen, wrong place, wrong time, and you find yourself coming to your final seconds, maybe a stray bullet or maybe a car accident or whatever the case may be. We never know what's around the corner, which behooves us to accept Christ before it's too late. And if you want to do that, if you want to go to heaven, I'm pleased to tell you all you have to do is acknowledge your need for God, for Jesus. Believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died and rose again after 3 days. And then bring your heart, bring your mouth in alignment with your heart and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And the Bible says, according to Romans 10:9-10, thou shalt be saved. And when you make that decision, I will not only be a brother in the creational family to you, but I will be a brother in the Christological family to you. And if that's the decision you made, welcome to the eternal family of God. And I would love to hear from you, or at least hear of you. This is Pastor Morris Bethel of Brooklyn, New York. Until next time, God be with you, and I love you. And feel free to send this to whomever you think it would be a blessing or help to. All right, bye-bye.